Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. We've been...
It's the bow! We're at bow! Okay, be it!
We in the show meeting have eliminated the 414 hour at 4 open with Kyle Wallace.
It's the 414 hour at bow! Okay, be it!
It's a sad day. We had a vote, and unfortunately...
I demand a recount.
You sound like a politician.
No, there was ballots that I didn't believe were really... we didn't count all the ballots. Stop the steal, fellas.
So maybe I got a little ahead of myself, boys. What? Are we pouring one out? This is about the 414 hour.
It's a great run, Kyle.
That's not over.
It's a great
the
run.
414.
It was a great run.
It really was.
It was
anytime
beautiful.
Anytime you scream it, Strofe's going to turn your mic off. I will also, this music plays for me is because earlier today in a sales meeting we had internally, I said, would I say Frank Kaminsky will do anything I tell him to?
Yes.
That is correct, yes.
I'm sitting with a text back after I said, hey, Frank, I need you to call 800-990-3776 within the next hour. Thank you. He has responded, but not called. He said, what's this? Question mark.
Well, and to truly have Ben Brust correctly say he'll do whatever anything. He said anything, not whatever.
That's
anything
true.
I tell him to do.
Yeah.
It should require no context.
You told him to call.
And he did not call.
Phone is not rung.
He said, what is this?
The question.
I think Brad brought up a brilliant point in the commercial break. Go ahead, Brad.
What if to just try to put a little bit of a carrot for Frank, we allow Ben to send one emoji.
But it's an emoji of our choosing.
Yes. We get to choose the emoji.
So I've been thinking about this. I think there's two options that would give no additional context. One option would be just to send him a phone emoji. Just like the emoji that looks like a phone, or the shrugging emoji.
Ooh, the shrug is really good.
I mean, the shrug probably makes them think Ben is in danger.
SOS, Frank.
I was almost wondering.
There is an SOS emoji, right?
Oh, yes. There is SOS.
There's SOS. I was wondering if, like, similar to Giannis, with the salute emoji, right? Because it could be saying, hey, are you loyal to me?
Here's something fun. Do you guys remember in COVID, when people were bored, so they would play a game to see the most famous person they could get on a Zoom?
Oh.
Do you remember this?
No, yes. I do not.
Who's the most famous person one of you could get to call in the next hour?
Ooh, man.
I don't know very... The people I know aren't famous.
Kyle, I wasn't talking to you.
I got a decent Rolodex.
But you can't get them to call in.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you probably have a better Rolodex than I do.
I don't know about that, Brad.
Dude, got Greg Olson and Steve Smith.
Russell Wilson.
We said call in. Just because y'all got these numbers don't mean
Here's the thing.
His
four made him believe the event with Frank Kaminsky, who just texted me back a picture of somebody that I knew in high school that covered high school sports that has me thinking he has no interest in calling without any further carrot dangling.
He sent you a picture
picture of a person putting up a peace sign that I knew growing up.
Oh, you're losing him.
He's changing peace. The conversation.
He was saying peace out.
Peace. I'm done.
This guy's just saying peace. What up, Ben? I haven't talked to you in a while.
No.
He sent a picture of somebody else, not him, giving the peace sign.
Yeah, that's him saying goodbye to you.
No,
that
it's not.
Quickly?
I haven't talked to this guy that he sent a picture
of. So he sent you what's this and then sent you a picture?
Why did he send you a picture? Isn't that like a response to you not responding to him?
Yeah, you can't respond to that picture. You can only send one emoji from now until 5 o'clock.
What emoji?
I think we should do the phone emoji.
That might be too easy, though.
Yeah. Okay, the eggplant emoji ain't going to do much here, fella.
That one is intriguing.
I mean, the phone call would reiterate the request.
And it seems like we're losing him.
Yeah.
See, I can't do prayer?
Do I want him to call in or not? I guess that's what I haven't decided.
Send him a salute.
I would love for him not to. I mean, I'd love to talk to Frank, but for Ben to say so declaratively, Frank Kaminsky will do anything I tell him to do, and then you can't get him even to call in, would just be hysterical. Phone, I vote phone emoji. It reiterates the request.
The phone emoji's too easy.
Kyle, what do you think?
I think the loyalty salute, because it's ambiguous.
You're no, because then he's going to think I'm saluting the picture.
Oh.
I do think...
saluting the guy in the picture.
Ambiguity would be fun. I'd love to find something that isn't so obvious.
Oh, man.
Ben, I will give you the ability to put 10 emojis, and here's why.
10?
Here's why.
He's going to think my daughter's got my phone.
Every number has an emoji. So it would be the 8 emoji, the 0 emoji, the 0 emoji, the 9 emoji, the 9 emoji, the 0 emoji.
I'm so confused.
Oh, what about
number,
the eyes?
The phone number and emojis is what I'm telling you to do. 800-990-3776.
Singular numbers as emojis.
If you'd like, I'll type it out for you.
Just saying, can send him the phone number via emoji again.
Can you send the peach emoji?
A peach emoji?
I mean, I think he'd be like, what in the hell is he doing? And then he probably would call. The eyes, the double eyes always get you. The poo will make him say, what's going on? Ah, gosh.
Oh, there's so many good options. I literally don't even know where to begin.
What emoji should Ben send Frank Kaminsky to get him to call in? 800-990-3776.
But is the goal to get him to call in? Because we don't
It's your goal. You said he would do anything. Yeah.
I know, and I'm losing.
You said like a rose emoji. You know, it's like offering an olive branch of sorts.
I'm just trying to figure out, Ben, what made you believe that this grown man would do anything you asked him to do?
Because
without questions asked.
I thought that I had him right where I wanted him.
You're not 22 years old.
Did you know there's an emoji of just an arm holding a phone?
I did see that one.
That's bizarre. I kind of like that one.
That one would be interesting because that one now is like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I like the arm holding the emoji.
The arm holding the phone emoji. That one's pretty good. I kind of like that one.
Is it official?
I'll live with that one.
The arm holding the phone emoji. That could be taken a lot of ways.
All right. Here's what I got. I have not texted back. Here we go.
Okay, send it.
Please call.
There is no chance he calls now.
That's crazy. I'm sure if I text one of my friends to call, they would call. But you, on the other hand, he's not.
Damn, is he not my friend?
I mean, he's standing up in your wedding. I mean, it's one thing for us to reach for our biggest, contact on here.
I know.
Thing
if but he was standing on, guys, I could get Frank Kaminsky, the former player of the year in college basketball, to do whatever I want. So whatever we need, he'll do it. Oh my gosh. He is
did
a sucker.
Not.
He
did
is a
not.
He
show your phone again. Did you send anything else?
No, he just sent the dang phone thing.
My goodness.
Gosh. But don't he have something better to do right now?
Seriously.
He probably does have something better to do. Francis Stanley Kaminsky III, National Player of the Year in 2015. Welcome into Kyle Bruston Nortman. You passed the test, Frank.
You know what, Ben? This is only because I love you and that. You know, I do have things going on, actually. But when I get a text in the middle of the call, say, hey, call this number, and then someone texts me back and says, respond to Ben and just say F you and don't do it, I can't let...
Oh, you're going to out me like that?
You're going to see, that's loyalty.
Wow.
That's loyalty, Strofe. You need friends like that.
I told him to send you a swift F you, and he didn't do it. He called us instead. Well done. That's a good friend.
Frank, was this statement over the line? As we're very excited for Made 'Em Believe at the Orpheum, get your tickets at uwhoops2015.com. A live event celebrating Frank and his teammates and the team that went to the national championship game. I may have overstepped our relationship, and I'll keep this brief because you are doing some things. I see you're hanging out with people. I said that I'll get Frank Kaminsky to do anything. Was that the quote, Brad?
Frank, he said in our sales meeting, quote, I will get Frank Kaminsky to do anything I want.
Mm.
Is that reflective of your relationship with Ben?
Oh, no, not even in the slightest.
Uh-oh, I think Frank's mad at you, Ben.
He's a liar right now.
Mad at him.
He's a liar right now.
Here's the thing. Can I add something to that? He can probably get me to do something within reason, but not anything he wants. And Ben knows this. I can be the most difficult person on the planet. So, if you want me to do something, like, yeah, sure, I'll call in and do all the stuff, all this stuff. But if you want me to, like, physically go do something, the chances of it happening are, like, less than 1% from anybody.
Wow. And he did all this. Unfortunately,
the test was, Frank, we're going to see if we could get Frank to call in 1 hour with minimal information. And you did.
What got you? What was it, the phone emoji with the hand?
It was the phone emoji, honestly. Right when I saw that, I called.
Yes!
It's a powerful emoji.
Didn't have to say much, and Frank, I got you right where I want you.
Would you reciprocate that energy to Frank?
Frank knows that. Frank, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more likely to be available than Ben at any given moment.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you know, I heard that, Frank. I heard you did a phenomenal job planning this bachelor party.
Yeah, I want to follow up with you on that, Frank. How high maintenance has been when planning this bachelor party?
It's not even high maintenance. It's that I'll ask him to do something. I'll be like, I don't know.
What? This man is planning all this stuff. You're not helping?
Or, Ben. No, I basically had free reign to plan whatever I wanted, so I kind of just planned all the things I want to do.
Nice. But every time Frank does something, it's usually fun. So why would I pick? I don't know, Scottsdale.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. I am boring now. So, like, when I do get free reign to do whatever I want, I do plan all the fun stuff.
Frank,
so, like, that's how it works out for me.
Do you take Ben completely delegating the bachelor party to you? Do you take that as trust or laziness on Ben's part?
Laziness, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Ben, you have a reputation, don't you?
Well, Frank is cut from the same cloth. We famously came up with the phrase in college, we are not lazy, we are efficient.
Yes, very much so. Very much. I couldn't agree with that more.
Well, Frank's efficiency got him to the NBA. Yours got
Kyle,
to Lithuania.
Frank, enjoy your day and say hi to Daniel for me.
I will. Sounds good. Goodbye, Benjamin.
Goodbye, Francis. Got him right where I want him.
Unbelievable.
He is my guy.
Unfortunately,
a different word that I couldn't use.
We can't rebuke that. Ben said, I can get Frank Kaminsky to do anything I want. And he got Frank to do anything he wanted. Plan his bachelor party. Call into the show blind. Unbelievable.
I got to be honest with you. I think it was my fault. I don't think he would have called had I not texted him. I will read you what I texted him.
What did you text?
Right as soon as you texted him, I also texted him. I said, context for Ben. He said, Frank will do anything I tell him to do. A swift FU text response would be hilarious.
Oh, my. And he overrid that?
Wow.
You tried set me up?
He said, that's I'm not going to do my boy like that.
Yeah, that's your boy.
I'm glad he called in because it's good for the show.
You're off the wedding list.
And he's, oh, wow.
You tried to go.
We're doing this again.
You tried to go above my.
Why did you our groomsmen?
Because here's the thing.
Trying to talk bad to me about
Benny.
Me to one of my groomsmen?
Benny. Relax. Take a breath, would you? The thing is, when it comes to your wedding, I still play. Did you hear what Frank said? He said, somebody. He doesn't know who I am. He said, somebody texted me. So when I approach him at your wedding and say, hey, buddy, how do you know Ben? I think that's going to be awesome.
Dude, I'm telling you, you got to do that to Bo Ryan.
I'm going to.
I will cry at my own wedding of laughter.
You an uncle or what?
Hall of Famer. Will take such a shot.
Do you think?
Oh, for
or
sure.
Or would he be like, oh, I was his coach?
Or do no. You must be new here, you know. I was the old coach. I was the old ball coach. All those guys up there, I made them.
No kidding. Good for you. What are you up to these days? Are you proud of Greg?
Which one did you coach in middle school? You got to.
You were the high school coach?
You got to go deeper on him.
All right. I think I can do that. That'd be very. Can I record it or would that be rude?
You should record it, and then I will tell him what happened and get the blessing to play it on air. I mean, he's like Homer now, you know? They're just
so hold on a minute. How do you think your fiance feels that me attending your wedding is to create content for the show?
I wouldn't want you to be my producer if you didn't do that any other way.
Man, I don't know how you get away with all this.
Right? It's crazy.
I don't know how you get away with all this.
What do you mean? Get away with what?
No, he's just wired that way, and his fiance knew that
going
in.
Knows that I'm wired that way. She hates it. She hates it. She goes, is any part of our life not public?
Yeah.
And no, it is not.
Nope.
That's not how this works.
I did leave her out of a story earlier. She'll be very proud when I tell her afterwards.
There needs to be a handbook for this.
What? When marrying Ben Bruss?
Ben, well, you started the show talking about how you poop, don't flush, to give her a surprise when she goes into the bathroom. What story didn't you leave her out of? You started the show talking about how you surprised her with the Duke.
I can't bring that on the air. I want to sleep in the bed tonight.
I can't imagine.
I've never
what it
been
would
kicked
be.
To the couch, but this would get me kicked to the couch.
Oh wow!
She pooped herself or what?
Now I'm interested.
Now you're going too far. Now you've gone too far.
Oh, is that right?
Leave it up to the imagination.
Be more like Brad.
More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm telling you right now, KBN Nation, if you are thinking about doing some spring upgrades and you're looking at your windows, you think they're old, you think they're outdated, you think it's not energy efficient, then I'm telling you I have the solution for you, and that is Universal Windows Direct. I'm telling you, I am just astonished about how much the warm air is being kept in, which is saving me on my heating and cooling bill right now. And with May officially being the kickoff for home improvement season, you can improve your old drafty windows with Universal Windows Direct right now. And during their home improvement sale, you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, that's half off. You heard that right. 50% off your upgrade of your home to make your house beautiful, energy efficient, and your windows only for half the cost. But it gets even better for a limited time. You'll get no interest and no payment for 12 months. That is a whole year, KBN Nation, for you to enjoy your new windows without having to pay a single cent. So I'm telling y'all this right now. Call 414-410-2000 for your free in-home estimate today, or simply visit UWD.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com. This may celebrate comfort, curb appeal, and serious savings with Universal Windows Direct. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Kyle Bruston Nortman with you till 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Doesn't hit the same. 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talk and Text line, and you can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. But it's time now to give the show to one Alex Strofe.
I'm starting to concern myself. Starting to feel different.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel different too, because I've never heard you talk like that.
Yeah, what's happening here, man?
I've been dreaming.
I don't like this voice. It sounds seductive.
Does it have anything to do with your Twitter poll about dreaming about
work? Dude, I've been dreaming about work all the time. I'm dreaming up scenarios that don't happen. I've had two dreams in the last 2 weeks of things that didn't actually happen at work that I thought actually happened. So when I brought them up to the people at work that I thought they happened with, they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Ooh,
I think
rough.
I'm going nuts.
Yeah, you are. You're going crazy.
You know, this tends to happen. Remember when I had a dream that GKB was moving to Utah?
Yeah.
Maybe for the Mammoth.
It was crazy.
The
yeah.
hockey team.
That's right. Maybe it was the hockey team. I'm telling you what, Stroke. As a guy that dreams
Slow down. You had a dream you were getting relocated to Utah?
The whole thing, everyone. Oh, this was before Strofe's time. I had an incredibly vivid dream that we were all gathered, the whole team, led by Greg Scalzo. He rented out a mansion of sorts. We all went into this room, and he made this big announcement that the whole team is moving to Utah, and we all had to grapple with this big decision. It was crazy. I came back in. That's I told crazy. It the next day. But Strofe, I dream about like...
You're due for a KBN dream.
I am due for a KBN dream. When I dream, it's not like some fantastic, wild, unbelievable... I dream very normal situations, and I wake up confused. Like, did that happen? Because that's very believable. Whatever. So Strofe, maybe you're trying to process something. Maybe there's something going on at work that's still, you know...
Don't diagnose me, Brad.
I'd love to diagnose. I'm going to do it whether you ask me or not. Maybe there's some unresolved conflict that your brain is trying to work through.
I don't think that's the case.
Oh. Well, what's it about? What are your dreams centered around?
So this dream last night I had. So yesterday in the Mr. Relevant group chat we have, I added Will Summers, part-time Will. He's in our group chat for KBN. He's in all the group chats, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He don't talk very often.
He doesn't say much, but he's in it.
Yeah, watch what I say around Will Irving.
So anyway, I added him to the Mr. Relevant group chat because he does a weekly segment on there. And I had a dream he left the group chat. And so I got to work today, and I said, Will, why did you leave the group chat last night? He's like, what? What are you? I didn't. What are you talking about? 2 weeks ago, after the NFL draft, I appeared on Wisconsin's Weekend News on WTMJ to recap the draft. But I had a rough phone line, so they had to end the appearance a little short. So that week, I apologized to the host of Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News, or at least I thought I apologized to her, because later in the week, I had to knock on a door and say something to her, and I realized she had no idea who I was.
Wait,
I never apologized
wait,
to her.
Oh, wait, Libby didn't even know who you were goodness. When you called it.
You are losing it
completely.
I'm losing it.
Yeah, that's not good. You can't decipher reality.
There's a different issue for her not knowing who I was despite appearing on her show, but I thought we had
an
interaction.
I'm being joined by Alex Stroof.
And there's Jacoby Stroof. Shout out to our producer.
She's really good.
But she she didn't know who I was. Like, I could tell, like, she was respectful and nice, and she understood what I was saying.
Hey, man.
I don't think she realized I was the guy she talked to on the phone 2 weeks earlier.
Oh, my God.
And I had dreamt up the scenario in which I had apologized for my phone connection.
So what did you say to her? Hey, Libby, sorry again, or what did you say?
I said, hey, Libby, I've actually got this room reserved right now. Oh. And she said, she looked at me sideways. I don't think she knew who I was. Maybe it's because I got a haircut. I don't know. But, yeah, so I'm just dreaming of scenarios that aren't happening at work. That's what's going on, Brad.
So she said, who are you?
That's
you said, the guy.
A lot.
I apologize.
Is that unhealthy?
Yes, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. You're trying to figure something out. You need an outlet, buddy.
That's what Josh told me. Josh DiMaggio told me. I need new friends that don't work here.
You need an outlet.
Oh, do you not have friends locally that don't work here?
No, I do have friends locally. I just don't see them very much. Okay. I'll be seeing some of them on Friday.
You should prioritize them.
Yeah.
Too much GKB.
But what if I want to hang out with you guys?
Nah, we don't want that.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
I mean, I want it. Oh, I just
when did we hang out last?
Me and you.
Yeah. Did we do something recently?
We hung out with his brother before, more recently than you.
I swear you and me did something. We hung out together.
The fact that you can't recall it is coming to both of our minds.
You probably forgot because you don't know if it was a dream or reality.
That's probably the part. I do dream about hanging out with Ben Bruss quite often.
That is so weird.
Did we do something recently?
No. I don't think so. It's not coming to my mind.
Maybe you dreamt that up.
No, I didn't. Dude, we did something. And Stroke was like, even Ben and I hung out.
Yeah.
Come on, it's got to trigger something.
Yeah, maybe y'all did something at Pato.
No, that was a while ago.
Maybe did you show up at like a bar or something one time?
That happened once, but that wasn't that.
That was like a year ago.
Oh, NFL my draft.
God. NFL draft!
I mean, after.
We hung out afterwards!
Oh, yeah.
We slept
at the Airbnb. We had drinks until 3 in the morning.
Yeah!
But that's
and Stroff made a fool of himself. It was amazing.
I did.
I don't know if that counts, though, because that was a part
work
of a grander work function.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, but we were at
like
the Airbnb.
It's like you vacationed together.
But there were people that went to bed.
And he stayed up.
And I had a choice to go to bed or hang out with Alex Stroff. One would say I just didn't want to go to bed and I, you know, wanted some free time since I was away from being with a child and didn't have to wake up with a child.
You wanted to have a cocktail with your old pal Strophy.
Anybody else think it's weird they had a teammate Airbnb? Were they?
They also, how many teammates were at the same Airbnb?
I will out everybody that was there. It was Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tasher.
Guess where old T went?
Straight to the big bed.
The master.
Yeah. Immediately took the master bedroom. Market manager Greg Scalza was there.
No. Scales and I bunked. How did I bring this up?
This is the who's who
did I
of
bring
good
this
karma
up?
Brands.
No.
Wait, what? Scales and I were in
wait,
bunk beds.
Wasn't your fiance there?
Who? Wait, wait.
No, yeah,
no,
but
this is just men.
Who is top?
Just men.
Who is top?
Oh.
Oh, Ben, for sure.
Scales.
Really?
Yes. I said, I'm not my big. Look, I get it. You're higher up in the company.
But he's little.
But you're a little guy.
Mm.
But it was a weird moment when I woke up after the 3 a.m. night with Stroff. And when in bunk beds, and there's the stars, like the night
Ben.
Stars.
Uh-huh. Oh, my
goodness. Now that we remember what that was, we were, I found a note in my notes on iPhone the other day from 2:47 a.m. that night, and I don't know what it means. Do you think you'll be able to translate it once
Maybe.
I find it?
Yes, please find it.
Very
But there were stars.
Okay.
Hang on, real quick, Strope. There's stars in the bunk bed. I'm in the bottom bunk, so I look up, I wake up, and I'm in Green Bay. It's the NFL draft. I'm like, where am I? You know, like, it's like, dude, where's my car moment?
Yeah.
And then I look to my left, and then I see Scalzo climbing down the bunk bed ladder, and I'm like, what the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, no. Shout out to y'all.
And then Gabe Neitzel, Josh DiMaggio, and myself were also there.
Oh, wow.
Man, I'm definitely
don't
who's
forget
who.
About Dylan.
What a boy.
Oh, and Dylan. He stayed up with us. All right, April 25th, 2025 at 2:21 a.m., I wrote the following. Packers wide receiver or Shador? What does that mean?
You're on your own on that one,
what,
bud.
What, was this Thursday night or Friday?
We
this
were not
Thursday
talking
night.
About the wide receiver room in Shador.
We might have been talking
that
about the show.
That might have been a topic for you the next day hosting
Irrelevant.
ESPN Wisconsin draft coverage from 7 to 10 at night.
Hmm.
That makes a ton of sense.
So me and Ben hung out once.
Yeah, and I was hoping you wrote down a note of how ridiculous you were being.
It was kind of...
I wasn't being ridiculous. What
Wait, you didn't do this so embarrassing?
Gabe Neitzel and Greg Scalzo...
Made fun of me a lot.
And it was one of those things where it was like, man, I need to hang around Strofe more because he makes me normal.
Oh, wow. Strofe, what did you do?
I'll have to dig in deeper with Gabe Scalzo.
Did you guys stay up? Were you the only two that stayed up that late?
Us two and Dylan, who works in the marketing
department. Dylan doesn't say much, though. It's not
it,
Strofe
it was just
talking.
Me and Ben back and forth, and Dylan was just enjoying his cocktail.
Dylan is more on the line of us normal.
What were you guys talking about till 3 a.m.?
All sorts of stuff.
Everything.
Life? Kids? Wow.
Yeah,
relationships?
Kids? Remember the six-year plan?
Six-year plan, yeah. Six-year plan.
I'm glad I wasn't there. I would have went to bed.
Why?
You guys are a little bit too
team
much.
Bonding.
At past midnight.
Yeah.
Brad would like to be there if it was 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
2 in the morning.
Day drinking. Yeah.
I can only imagine you two at 2 in the morning. A lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
A lot of thoughts after a long day.
Yeah, and I hadn't slept much that week, so I was spiraling a little bit.
Yeah,
good stuff.
We get to break open your head and see your brain at 2 o'clock every day. I can't imagine what 2 a.m. would look like.
If you opened up our brains, there would be so much to market.
It would be so much to market, and the perfect company to help you market it is 3 Tree Marketing. That's right. 3 Tree Marketing is your go-to full-service branded merchandise agency that's going to optimize your brand and your strategy. You own a business. You have a strategy to reach your customers, your employees, future business partners, whatever it is. 3 Tree Marketing is going to help you in creative merchandising. Whenever you take your logo, your insignia, something that represents who you are, you got to make sure that it represents you correctly, or else you're just completely missing the boat. 3 Tree Marketing are experts in that, and it gives you an amazing opportunity to showcase what your brand is all about. You get to work with a team that thinks outside the box and becomes an extension of your team. So 3 Tree Marketing can do that and so much more. See what 3 Tree Marketing can do for you and set an appointment today at 3treemarketing.com.
I'm not going to be able to adequately describe how big or small this is, because it could be both, depending on how you feel about Giannis. But Tatum getting hurt. get us out. That was ridiculous.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to... Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Unreal treasures. You can discover it this May at Pottawatomie. Don't miss your chance to win a share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings are on Thursdays. Unreal Treasures this May, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Your win is waiting. More info online. It must be 21 years or older and a rewards member to play. And I look forward to being at the weekly wager tonight, 6 to 7, live with Greg Matzik at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the amazing sportsbook. You don't root for injuries, but if it means it's even a small piece of the puzzle to make sure that Giannis doesn't have any reasons to be saying, I want to leave, you take the win where you get it. And with Jason Tatum tearing his Achilles, oof, sucks.
Just even saying it, oof.
Oh, I said that tearing is a word, since I hate saying that word. It's like fear in life. It's a small positive, but it's a positive, and I'll take any positive as it pertains to reasons why Giannis has a greater opportunity in the East for the Bucks than he does getting traded to the West, where you have a gauntlet of superstars are up and coming. Jokic isn't going anywhere. Ant Edwards isn't going anywhere. OKC isn't going anywhere.
They are not. They're still got Steph and Jimmy
they're ascending. So again,
Houston Rockets are a good team.
Lakers, LeBron and Luka.
San Antonio may be
I don't want to go through that mess.
No, it's a mess. I mean, you got. I think every team that made the playoffs, dang near in the West, had like 40 some wins.
And if it is the Pacers, I'm still not super scared of them if you're able to put together a little bit better roster, even if it's not this year, but the year after.
The Pacers don't have superstar. Tyrese Halliburton is a really good player.
Ooh, I think he's reaching superstar level, bro.
This playoff run is putting him in there, but this just shows you this, is that Giannis is a superstar. There is no player in the Eastern Conference that is better than Giannis Antetokounmpo. So the fact that the Bucks can say, listen, Giannis, we now have a window. Jason Tatum's gone. It's going to be on Jaylen Brown to lead that basketball team next year. You have a new hope. What we're going to do is you're used to having Chris Middleton. You're used to having Eric Bledsoe. You're used to having Drew Holiday. You're used to having Damian Lillard. Giannis, we ain't building a Robin for you. We are going to build a roster that is based off your skill set. You will be the focal point, and you will lead this team as far as we can go. So you ain't got to worry about passing the ball to nobody else. All you got to worry about is dominating and guys around you making shots and playing hard-nosed defense. Because what we've seen from the Pacers is that you don't need to have a whole bunch of superstars in order to advance in this league. What we're seeing in a lot of different things, you see opportunities where guys don't have superstars that are winning basketball games, especially, like, again, with the Indiana.
They got a lot of dudes on Indiana, I mean, that play really well based off what their expectations are each day for how they play. And if you can do that with Giannis and find those
you
right
should
pieces,
be able to. He's a top three MVP player.
I agree. It still might be a gap year next year.
No, it doesn't need to be a gap year. Look at the East. Look at who are we afraid of? Jason Tatum's not going to be there, so now it's Jaylen Brown.
Those teams are much more complete than the Bucks.
That's what you got to work on. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going to lose some players potentially as well. You know what the Pacers are. They have Tyrese Halliburton.
Knicks are pretty good.
So, I mean, the Knicks are a team that are going to bring back their core players. So, I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks, what we thought was 2 weeks ago, it was looking bleak, but at this point, now you actually have a pathway to compete next year, and you never know what can happen depending on who emerges for the Milwaukee Bucks next year.
I agree with you, Kyle. In the short term, for sure, the next year or two, the path of least resistance is the East. But even long term, I mean, think about how young and great the San Antonio Spurs could be with all their draft picks and young stars. The Houston Rockets, Lakers are getting old and whatnot, but you look at OKC, there's just so many great teams. And I don't think it's a negative to ask yourself, what's the path of least resistance?
Absolutely not.
I mean, you
if his goal is to win a championship.
You just got to get there because you're still going to have to earn it once as you do get there. But you got to have as many shots as possible. I mean, look at to send it over to the NFL. Look at all the great quarterbacks in the AFC that deserve their Super Bowl opportunity, but they have the Kansas City Chiefs standing
Pat
in their
Mahomes.
Way. I mean, imagine what they could do in the NFC. So
listen,
I think
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, they would all probably be to an NFL championship Super Bowl game if it wasn't for effect there.
Totally.
The
so if Giannis is unsure, I think it's a good small argument for the Bucks to tip him back to
it's
Milwaukee.
Not the whole pie, but it's not going to hurt to have a slice of reasoning to say, hey, look, it may not be what we're looking to do this coming year, but if we can get past this next year and we have the cap space and work with what we have, which isn't much, we'll try and put together a team that can compete, and keyword is team to compete, not bringing in a superstar necessarily, building a team of guys around Giannis that make the team better.
Time to build an identity,
a different type of identity.
It's time to build an identity. Doc Rivers and Horse, one thing I could say about Doc may not win a lot of championships or maybe blow a 3-1 lead, but his teams are competitive. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Doc knows how to coach up teams. He knows how to develop talent. He just can't win championships, and I feel confident in the fact that John Horse and Doc can come together. Homer, why are you making that face?
So, that's not stand for Goody and LaFleur?
No, it stands for Goody and LaFleur.
No, what you said is fine for Doc. That's what Doc is. But you don't like Goody and LaFleur, and they're exactly that. They can win, but
I don't think you can compare franchises.
I'm talking
about coaches and performance. I want
Doc to win a championship, but understanding that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be missing a big piece of the roster, Damian Lillard, next year. I know that Doc knows how to develop guys, and I know that I don't know if John Horst knows how to bring in great talent.
Phil in Cedarburg, you're on the Carbliss talking text line. This is more.
Hey, thanks for putting me through. Yeah, I wanted to get on the other day when you talking about this gap year nonsense. You got Giannis. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo in the point guard position on your team. You just got to surround him with some good young players, some good young shooters. You got to take a chance on guys like Kevin Porter Jr. Get rid of Kyle Kuzma. I mean, you just got to surround guys like Gary Trent. We got Gary Trent for nothing last year. I mean, there's guys. You got to be smart on who you pick up. You pick up some of these guys that work their butt off and have some good shooters and want to play with Giannis. There's no reason next year has to be a gap year. Next year can be the most exciting year of the last 5 years for the Brewers, for the Bucks. I appreciate the
optimism, Phil. I don't know if I can fully get behind this. Next year would be the better optimism of the last 5 years because it's still a challenge with what they have next year from an asset standpoint to build a team that's good enough to win a championship. It could be an exciting year of watching them build towards trying to win a championship, but there won't be a championship in 2026 unless Giannis has got Steph Curry shooting all of a sudden like Brooke Lopez turned around his shooting.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. I think, and I do think that plan would work. It's just hard to find those guys, right? Good young players that are ready to step up and compliment Giannis. It's hard to find, particularly with the Bucks' limitations.
No better way to send us off on a Wednesday than with a little crosstalk with Homer before the Homer Hour. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Jump into the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brustin Nortman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over two from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
It is time for some Homer before the Homer Hour on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Boy, I heard the beginning of the show. Wow.
What, you don't think week one and week two are big for the Green
Bay
Packers?
No, I'm talking about bathroom talk.
Oh, he's gross. Taking a dump and forgetting to flush?
No, that's not it.
What?
I can't believe what you said you did.
Oh, my God.
I can't speak for male versus female.
Like
but if I was dating someone who did that, it'd be the end of the relationship. Done.
I mean, you're right.
Over.
It's crazy.
Over.
Somehow he gets away with it.
Consistently. No, it wasn't like a one-time prank.
It means
this is all the time.
In his goodness.
Fair.
No, about some things, you can be perfect. It's over. But there's so much there.
If I was 99 out of 100 and that was the one thing that was bad,
you
would not stay with me.
You at your best are just incredibly good that people accept some of that stuff. It's amazing. And it's not amazing. It speaks to...
It's amazing.
What, no, because, no, it isn't because...
Homer, imagine if your wife...
Is there something wrong with her or me?
Yeah, no, imagine if your wife...
No, she likes all the other things about you so much that you can get away with that.
I mean, it's pretty
amazing.
It's pretty gross. Are you going to do that to your daughter, too?
No.
You say that
absolutely
now.
Absolutely not.
You're a trickster. Once a trickster, always a
trickster. I mean, we have other things about peeing.
Yeah.
But in anyway, no.
But
I've stopped
peeing in Gatorade bottles.
No, there's...
The bar is so low.
The bar on the other hand has to be so high or people wouldn't run up. For example, if I did that, I would have expected my partner to dump me.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
it's
very reasonable.
If they did, I'd go, I get it. I got no defense.
So if she said, next time that I leave a dump in the toilet for her to see, wedding's off, you wouldn't be surprised?
Yes, I would be surprised because I don't know the specifics, but I know how great you are and the other positive things you have that it wouldn't matter. So, and that's amazing.
You should be on the couch, though. If you're listening, Ben's fiance, if he does that ever again, put him on a couch. You just say, Ben, couch, couch.
We don't. We have a guest bedroom.
He needs to get
can't stay there either.
He needs to get like punishment, like a dog, right? You have like you have to teach them.
I think
this behavior
there are probably
is not accepted.
Put his nose in it. No, Ben. No. I think we're underestimating. There are probably other things as bizarre.
Oh yeah.
To think that this is the only one is not
the
possible.
Peeling of
likely.
My fingernails and toenails.
Whatever.
That I leave around.
So yeah, I marvel at your greatness. You know, like I'm sure, average people couldn't get away with it.
Oh wow! That's you think he's theory. Above average, huh?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Maybe she's just what is it? Punch love drunk?
No, I don't know her that well, but I know her enough. No, it's not
blindly drunk in love.
Again, I
put something or coffee every morning.
No, I think it's hard for both of you to realize, but the positives have to be so good.
They're huge positives.
They're normal size positives.
No. Love can be blinding. People stay in relationships as she should stay with Ben. But people stay in relationships despite so many flaws just because their heart's attached to it. You can't control it. She can't control the fact she loves. I bet you she just looks in the mirror and says, I don't know why I do this.
I refuse, but I just love him. I refuse to believe that she's ever said that.
I don't think she's ever said that.
No, she loves her some Ben Bruss. I will say that.
Right, because there's got to be things that are so good and so many of them to go, okay, all right.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Homer, do you believe that week one is bigger than just a week one this year?
No, but I can see how you would sell it that way.
It's not a sell. It's the truth.
No, it's not.
No, wait, Homer.
It's just one out of 17.
Did week one against the Eagles matter for the Packers in hindsight?
What?
In hindsight, did week one, the Packers playing the Eagles in Brazil, did that end up mattering?
No.
You don't think the Packers win that football game? It sets a different
tone. No. They play 17 games. You get to watch that team all season.
Yeah, but it set a tone of not rising the occasion.
I will defer to you on your teams. On if one game that set a tone.
How about this, Homer, though?
But it may have set a tone, but then you got to do it the rest of the year to prove that that's the team that
you are.
Have
you heard of confidence?
What?
Confidence?
No, that's overrated.
But they're a pretty,
you know what's the most important
thing, though, Homer?
Talent.
Talent
and
confidence
is talent.
A great addition.
No.
But everyone's got
confidence
talent.
Confidence is way talked about too much.
Talent can only take you too far.
What? It don't matter. How many players
there's
had the confidence to
people.
Shoot like this guy? They couldn't shoot like him.
I mean, but there's a lot of them. For you guys, I'm curious. Brad?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think like you have talent, and then confidence continues to fuel that talent to lead you to be able to step up
to
the occasion.
After you win!
Yeah, that's
what's important. What keeps the confidence?
But that's why winning week one against the Lions matters because this team
you can show talent
you
and
were,
gain
you were
confidence.
On these teams.
Yes,
I would say that when you rate the teams, you rate them almost exactly, almost automatically on talent.
Yeah, talent's a huge driver for sure. But like talent and cohesion can fall apart. Right, you need a little bit of self affirmation that talent is working, that you've created a winning culture. That you are indeed, you know, of the NFC North supremacy.
I want the team to be good enough that if they get their butts kicked the first week, they can still come back in the next 16 games and win 10 or 11.
This year, I was in a camp that you were last season, but now when I look at this year and what the Packers did this past season. Yeah, they have some demons that they have to go. Yeah, Homer, they went 0-6 against really good football teams last year.
Because they weren't good enough.
Okay, so coming out of the gate, beating the Detroit Lions at Lambeau shows them that, you know what, we are better than last year, and let's keep building off it. It's a great confidence booster for a young roster.
That tells me you got a fragile team.
Yeah, but they're young, Homer. They have very little experience.
But they're not that young.
They're still
going to
be amongst the youngest.
How many teams are 0-1 even if they're not that young, their experiences together, especially last year, have been, we were good, not great, and we couldn't get over the hump against these great teams. It would be a huge message to the team and their confidence with their talent level that if they get through week one with a win, then...
So then if they lose, then the season's over?
No,
not at all.
Oh, why not?
But Because there are 16 more games, but one game can also set a tone for the rest of the 16. All right.
So they win the game. Here we go. What's their record? They lose the game. What's their record?
We'll talk about that with you next time because the Homer Hour is up next in 2 minutes.